Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I just want to jam with you and talk about Nashville and how incredible it was and give you a rundown on some things we have upcoming and all of that fun stuff. So if you can hear it, my voice is still a little gone. If you don't know, after any event that Stephanie Wigner does, she always loses her voice. And that's just on par with what's going on. I got home on Sunday and Jet goes, "Your voice is gone?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Ah, not again." I was like, yep, sorry, buddy. But we got home late Sunday. We were delayed getting there. We were delayed getting home. And we were at the airport at 8:30. And then they were like, yeah, you're not flying out till 12:30. And you should have saw all of our faces. We were just devastated. Brady wanted to get home to her family. I wanted to get back to Jet. Kyle wanted to get back to Jet. And it's just one of those things, though. You're riding such a high that you're like, it doesn't even matter. This is happening for me. This is not happening to me. We're just going to bang out some work at the airport so that we can rest on Monday. So that's what we did. But profit and purpose, y'all, was like literally next freaking level. And I just couldn't be more proud of the way that we executed and the way that we brought people together. And so I want to give you just, for those of you that weren't there, a little rundown. We got there Thursday night. We had a rooftop networking meetup happy hour, which was absolutely insane. And you just walked out onto the rooftop and you could just feel the energy. And you were like, okay, I found my people. This is cool. I'm excited to be here. Everybody was getting to know each other, and it was just an amazing way to kick off. The views were beautiful. The drinks were good. And the next day, we started early. So this event was earlier than I normally like to do, but they needed the room in the evening. And once I saw the Noel, I was like, I don't care. I want to host it here. So we went from 8 to 4 both days. And the morning when I stepped in there, I did not expect to feel the energy that was pulsating through the room. It was unlike anything I've ever experienced in a workshop before. It was absolutely insane. Like, the walls were vibrating. That's the only way. If you saw anybody's content with the sound on, the walls were literally vibrating. You could just feel the energy. Absolutely amazing. We kicked off the day with diving right into mindset because that's what I like to do. And then we went on to do some exercises and some workshopping. And another fun thing that I decided to do this workshop was the first annual TWP Awards. So I took a handful of people that have either been in our ecosystem for a long time or that went through the last round of 90-day sprint and just handed out some awards for like a BDQ mentality, for getting your ass kicked the most and not giving up in quarter one, for firing the most people in a single round of 90-day sprint that we've ever had, for opening a second office, for embodying full send energy, like all kinds of fun stuff that we talk about at The Wealthy Practitioner. And I didn't know how it was going to go over, but it was really fun. And we even had an award. Shout out to Nash and Lay for, I gave them an award for the saddest that they weren't here, because that is the first TWP event that they have ever missed. They did Scale Up. They did Cairo Wealth Con. They've done every pop-up. By the way, in January, their flight was canceled. They still only came for one day. They did the couples retreat. Like, they are some ride or dies, and they had a community event for this one. And all three of us were heartbroken. Let's just put it that way. So I gave them an award regardless. But it was just so much fun for people to get an insight into our community and the kind of people we have and the cool things that they're accomplishing. And the craziest freaking thing is Jared, one of my clients, he was the last one that I gave an award to, and he had created an award for me. So if you guys don't understand how divine that is, how quantum entanglement that is, he had no idea we were going to be giving out awards. And I was like, Brandy, did you tell him? And she was like, no. And the craziest thing is, like, he is the last person that you gave an award to. And you just couldn't make this shit up if you tried. It's absolutely crazy. And so he gave me an awesome plaque too, which was just so amazing. Had shared how much myself and the Wealthy Practitioner have really changed the game for him. And it was just so cool. And another thing that I did this event was bring up a few of the people in our community who are doing really cool things so people could learn from them. So I brought up Marisa, who really reminded everybody to live the width of their life. She has a really cool story about how she built it and then burned it all down and is in the process of building it again by following her heart. I brought up Bailey, who is a business partner inside of a chiropractic office, but she is not a chiropractor. She is more of the operational manager. And she just shared how she has the really difficult conversations with team. And that was amazing. I know I was even taking notes. Hers was the shortest, but I definitely like the most strategic and tangible, I feel like. And then we brought up Alejandro, who, if you guys don't know him, you need to know him. Him and his wife, Emily, just have an insane, amazingly beautiful story. And Alejandro came to the United States. He's originally from Puerto Rico, not knowing any English, had to go through chiropractic school, not knowing any English. Those of you that know English and have went through chiropractic school know that it's hard enough, let alone not understanding the language and all the intricacies of that. But he just embodies that grit and tenacity that I think very few people are willing to sacrifice what's required of them to get to where they want to be. And so I wanted the audience to understand the amount of sacrifices that he has made in order to achieve his vision. Because it's really easy, especially in this culture of work-life balance, to be like, oh, it shouldn't be this hard, or, oh, everything's fine, or I'll get there in 10, 20, 30 fucking years from now, and then never actually reach your destination. And he has made multiple sacrifices. And I know a lot of people in our audience have, but I think it was just a great reminder to see, like, sometimes a lot is required to actually get to where you want to be. And so I was just so excited for them to have an opportunity to get to share their stories, because I know people were absolutely inspired by all three of them, absolutely just excited to get to know them and hear their story and ask them questions too, because I've said this before, but it's not the Stephanie Wigner show. I do not have every single answer that you are going to need. I am just the visionary and the trendsetter and the trailblazer that is leading this insane movement. And I'm bringing really cool freaking people with me. And you can learn just as much from the people in my community that you can learn from me. And I got to showcase that this weekend. And so then we had Taylor end day one. So first of all, we went to lunch and people were like, oh my God, I've already laughed and cried more than I thought I was going to in this first morning session than the whole weekend. And they had no idea what I had in store for them, by the way. They had no idea what I had up my sleeve for them. We got back from lunch. Taylor really kicked off the afternoon. And he encouraged them to go back to their inner child that was trying to keep them safe, to go back and really just love that person, thank them for all the sacrifices they've made, thank them for trying to keep them safe, but to release them, because that version of themselves is no longer supporting where they want to go. It's keeping them safe. It's not allowing them to step into the next version of themselves. And I've done this exercise before a couple times, and I could see the audience, half of them were getting it and half of them were just still trying to play it safe, right? They didn't want to be emotional or vulnerable in front of the room. And so I just got on the mic and I was like, listen, you guys, he's trying to take you to this place. Let him take you there. Let him take you to a place of exploring depths of your soul that maybe you haven't explored in a long time, and really be willing to go there, because that's where the transformation happens. I can tell you wholeheartedly, the first time I did this exercise, I'll never be the same after. I literally will never be the same after it. And there was not a dry eye in sight. And I think even that permission slip for me of let yourself go here, I've done it, you can do it too, it's going to change the game for you, allowed them to really go in and explore that part of their soul that maybe they've been ignoring or covering up or just not willing to do. And there was so many breakthroughs. And then we did a Q&A with him and there was just even more breakthroughs after that. And so everybody kind of ended day one on, holy crap, what was even today? What even happened to me? And then we went into Expanders Dinner. And so Expanders Dinner was for everybody that's in Expanders or those that were curious about it. And we had such a good time. And I'm going to pause here for a minute because it's important for you guys to know. I love to share behind the scenes. I did not make any money off this event. I lost money off this event, okay? And for some of you listening to this that are like, oh my God, I'm so good at events. Steph must suck at events. Maybe I do. I definitely don't do events because they're a cash injection for me, okay? The way that events are profitable is selling a shit ton of sponsorship spots and allowing people to pitch from your stage and that sort of thing. That's the only way you really make money from events, or if you're pitching a ton of stuff yourself. And so I'm okay with losing money. Like Expanders Dinner alone cost me $11,000, okay? I don't have to deliver events in the way that I do. I bought a round of margaritas for the entire room Friday night when Taylor was doing Q&A. That was $1,500, not in the budget, okay? I just don't give a shit. I'm not here to only make money. I am here to provide an experience and an opportunity for transformation that you will not get anywhere else. And I'm okay to put my own skin in the game to do that. I'm okay with showing up and doing what I tell you I'm going to do. I'm playing the game at a different level. So yeah, I'm going to lose money on events if they can facilitate the transformation that happened last weekend. I'm good with that. I don't care what business coach would tell me that's a bad decision. And so I just wanted to mention that because I think it's easy to look at these events online. Between media and AV, we're over $30,000 in. Okay. It is not cheap to execute these things, especially because I didn't have any vendors. I really wanted this to be like a workshop where we just went within and we were able to make deep connections with each other. And we need the time and space to be able to do that. And so that's the way that I like to roll. I'm not saying that I'll never do a workshop with sponsors because they definitely serve a purpose, but that's not what I had intended for Profit and Purpose. And that was day one. Day two, we kicked right off at 8 a.m. And I was so shocked. Even the people who went out Friday night showed up and were ready to freaking go. And I was like, this is the TWP energy. People are going to have it all. They're going to have a good time in Nashville. And they're also going to show up and participate. I honestly also never get worried about people missing my events because I don't attract those kind of people. The people who come to my shit are ready to go all in and they want an actual transformation. They're not worried about skipping out. And so day two, we kicked it off. We did some exercise with Gabrielle and Nikki. They freaking crushed it, by the way. They did so good. I had them speak at the pop-up in January and you could tell they both were just a little nervous. Nobody really loves public speaking, let's be honest. And they freaking crushed it. I was so proud of them. Brandy and I were booming at them, getting content for them. And Nikki was freaking hilarious, by the way. She just has, you don't expect it. Her and Gabrielle both actually are like so fucking funny and you don't expect it until they start talking. And it just, I had so much fun just getting to watch them and see them blossom and like how much growth they both have had over the last year was just so cool for me as somebody who's leading them, not only from a boss perspective, but also from a mentor perspective and wanting to see them win. So that's another thing that's so cool about what we're building at TWP. My community actually wants to see me win as much as I want to see them win. Like, I don't really have to ask my community, hey, tell people that you were a Profit and Purpose. I think at the end of the day, I was like, if this event impacted you, please tell one person about it. That was my ask. But people just want to share what they're doing. If you've seen social media, anybody who was at the event is like sharing a takeaway, posting that they were there, sharing how transformative it was. And it's because they truly, oh my God, you guys, I just looked out my window and there are two red cardinals staring right at me. Oh my God, I have goosebumps. Okay. Okay, that's a good omen. I'm just saying, guys, today's about to be wild. Okay, by the way, this is 7 a.m. while I'm recording this. I have eye patches on. Kyle's building puzzles with Jet. But I was like, I have to record this episode for the recap because I don't want to forget a single freaking thing. Oh my God, there's a third cardinal. I do not know what's going on. I haven't seen a cardinal in so long. Okay, this is amazing. This is beautiful. Thank you, God. Okay, day two. Okay, my community wants to see me win as much as I want to see them win. And I think it's such a beautiful, true, connected relationship. There's no egos in this freaking room at all. There's just no egos at all. So we dove into marketing. We dove into AI. Callan came. Anytime you hear Callan speak, your mind is just freaking blown because AI changes literally by the second. And she's always sharing with my audience how she's improving and updating and what she's doing behind the scenes. And just a reminder, in case you need it, Callan has been coming into the Wealthy Practitioner for well over a year, potentially a year and a half by now, sharing AI. So when I tell you that I'm a trendsetter and I'm a trailblazer, it's not to toot my own horn. It's literally in my human design chart. It's literally in my culture index. I see things and the way they're shifting and I bring them to my community right away. So my community's been learning AI for a long time, long before it became so normal in the last 6 months. So that's the beautiful part of being a part of an entrepreneurial community that is innovating and improvising and trying new things is that we share that with you. Callan came in, blew their minds per usual. We talked about impact-driven teams. We talked about the cash amplifiers that you can look at, the five different stages of your business journey where you can figure out where you can make more money, make a bigger impact. And then we ended the afternoon with Cody Jefferson. And I've heard him speak virtual a couple times, but I haven't seen him in person. And he was just incredible. Him and Taylor both just were such a compliment to each other. And they present very differently, but their topics are very similar. And so it was just a beautiful way to wrap up the weekend. I saw Chelsea post on her Instagram, Cody Jefferson pulled my soul out, cleansed it and put it back. That's a great way to put it. We dove into the conversation about identity and impact. And Kyle and I were chatting at dinner and my biggest takeaway from his presentation was we're not giving enough. And Kyle and I are some benevolent mother truckers. We give to our families. We give to our employees we give to our community. We're always passing out. Every time I see a GoFundMe page, I literally give at least $200. I just can't help it. And I still, at the end of his presentation, felt like I wasn't doing enough. And I was like, I needed to hear that. I needed to awaken even a bigger purpose inside of me. I have more than enough. I can find causes and organizations that are really near and dear to my heart that I can continue to give to. So that was a great reminder for me. But more than that, he just really helped people see what they needed to see within themselves. And he had some hard conversations. People were asking really good questions. And a couple of my girls pulled me after and were like, you were really emotional when I was talking. I'm like, yes, because there was somebody in the audience who asked a question. She'd recently just left her abusive husband and she was just navigating, you know, I'm in the thick of it and it sucks. And I recently was baptized and I know God's got me, but I feel like I'm barely making it. And I was so emotional while she was talking because I coached her privately back in 2021, 2022, when I worked for another company. She was a part of that organization and I was her private coach and we grew close. And I, during that period, had coached her and was like, listen, nothing that you do inside of your business is going to fix the real issue here. And I know it's hard. And he was the financial provider. And so I didn't probably know the extent of how bad it was because she probably didn't share that with me, but I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad. I could tell by her demeanor. I knew it just wasn't serving her. It wasn't a relationship that was really building her up. And I was just so proud this weekend that she actually had the guts to walk away from it, that she was doing the hard thing. Now she's a single mom, shared custody. Like no parent wants to have to go through that. But I just know, I was also emotional because I just know there is so much goodness waiting for her. There's so much abundance, so much love, so much prosperity that she's going to be able to access by doing the difficult thing. And that was honestly the theme of the whole weekend. What are you willing to give up in order to get to where you want to be? And what are you willing to no longer tolerate? What are you willing to no longer settle for so that you can step into your full authenticity, your full power? And it just was like, oh my God, here's a living example of somebody doing it. And you should know it's not easy. You should know that you're going to be in the suck of it for a really long time. Another thing is that people really got to see the idea of building a movement, right? And we're getting ready to kick off Million Dollar Movement. If you're not signed up for that already, you absolutely have to be. If you have FOMO at all about the conversations happening in Nashville, or you saw friends that were there and you're like, hey, I want to be a part of that, we're going to do it inside a Million Dollar Movement. And in true Stephanie Wigner fashion, I added an extra call because I'm like, damn, I want to get this energy popping and firing off. Let's freaking go. I am so pumped. And the reason, if you're like, I don't really need a movement, I don't need a brand, it's if you are not inundated with leads reaching out to you on a daily basis, you ain't doing a good job with your marketing, okay? And we can always improve it. Even if you're doing a good job, you're like, I think I got that unlocked. There's something preventing you from stepping fully into your power if you are not exactly where you want to be. And so I just hope to provide some clarity on that for you. And the other thing, I told you I didn't make any money on the bit. I also handed out $1,500 cash in $100 bills. Just because one, I can. And just because two, I want to lead by example. I want to show you how giving and benevolent I'm willing to be. So it's a reflection back to you that you could always be more giving as well. And it was that in the budget? No, it wasn't. I got a wild hair up my ass Thursday night and was like, hey, babe, can you run to Chase and just pull out 15 $100 bills? And of course, Kyle doesn't ask questions. He knows. And he's like, yeah, sure. And so that was also really fun just to give people money. And somebody texted me on Sunday on the way home and was like, I was riding in an Uber to the airport and the Uber driver was saying how difficult it was right now in this current season of life to provide for his family and that sort of thing. And so I gave him the $100 bill that you gave me. She was like, the impact and the movement that you're creating is far exceeding anything that you even know is happening. And I literally started crying. I was like, how beautiful that I was able to contribute to that. And then she had a part in it. She was able to contribute it. That's what we're about at The Wealthy Practitioner, is just creating a movement together that makes the world a bigger, happier, wealthier fucking place to be in. And you have a part in that if you want a part in it. If you're like, no, I'm cool, I'm going to stay in scarcity, then stop listening to my podcast, because honestly, you don't deserve the fire that I give you here if you're not willing to be a part of making it better and wealthier for everybody. Okay, let's see. Do I have any other notes here for you? Oh, important. We are getting ready to do our next round of 90-day sprint. We already have over 35 people in it. So you should absolutely have FOMO if you want to be a part of it. We are really going to dive into your business from all aspects, finances, marketing, systems, team, capacity, freeing you up as the owner for as little as, or as much as you want to be in the office, dialing in your profit. It's unlike any other business program out there. And I know that because I've done a lot of them, and it's customized approach to what you need in your practice. So it's not a cookie cutter. It's not, I don't care if you're cash or insurance. I don't care if you do care plans or not. I don't care if you see patients 6 days a week or one day a week. I do not care. I know that I can improve those four pillars within your business so that it's easier for you to make more money without it having to feel like a heavy lift. And in addition to that, you get access to our seven-figure mastermind, which honestly is worth $10,000 at least at this point, based on all the amazing content and the amazing people we have in there. But you get access to that for 90 days as well. So this is the most insane, most, I don't even want to say affordable, because I know to some of you, it feels like a big investment. It is not a big investment based on what you're going to get out of it. Is not a big investment. If you can come in and spend eight in order to make an extra 38 over the next 3 to 6 months, it is worth your time, your energy. And honestly, that's on the low end. You're going to see some of these testimonials that I start to roll out on Instagram, and people made that investment back in the first 2 to 3 weeks. So if you're willing to do the work, you got Full Send Energy, we would love to have you. We would love to help you, because if there's one thing I know to be true, it's that I'm put on this planet to help people become wealthier. I love you. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.